This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Mazzini Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And the way you do that is exactly what I just said. You have to get involved. You have to get engaged. And you have to get informed. Ain't that hard? Anyway, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. Brad Dakin, we're changing it up a little bit, okay? So it's good to do that once in a while. Brad Dacus will be joining us here in a few minutes, right after the first break. Always appreciate his time with me as well. Gotta love it. Don't you love it? When a plan comes together. Anyway, always appreciate his time with me as well. And a lot of things happening. See, we had, you know, why they have to do this is just beyond me. We had a shooting again at UNC Chapel Hill. The, I guess it was one faculty member was killed. And yes, just to make them crazy on the other side of the aisle, our hearts and prayers do go out to the families that were, you know, traumatized by this, that were hurt by this, and a family member that actually lost their lives. Now, what's amazing is the man who did the shooting is white. And he is of Asian, looks to be of some kind of Asian descent. Right? I don't know. Korean, Chinese. I don't know. I'm not an expert in those areas. And what was really interesting is that Fox News at one point had a picture of him up and had it up as a mostly white person. Although I haven't figured that one out yet. I haven't figured out why they would do that. Why would they call him that? And frankly, honestly, why would it matter? Right? I mean, what would be so bad in saying young Asian man or younger, I don't know, right, was, you know, took a life, was shot, was an active shooter on this campus, killed one of the staff members, and is now on the run somewhere. Keep your eye out, keep away, be safe. Why would that be so terrible? I mean, really, I mean this sincerely. We're so afraid now. There are even some cities that won't allow you to say it's a black slash African-American suspect. Can you imagine? You know, I got you. We had this guy. Well, maybe he's a guy. I don't know if he defend. I don't know if he identifies as a guy or not. And, yeah, he That person, that human, that's if they don't, that if they truly identify with the species they were born into. You see how stupid this gets? And we are, to a big degree, we are letting them get away with it. We can do a whole hour on this. If I got Zoe on the show, we could have a real field day with this. This is how stupid this is. 855 Real Show. 855-732-5563. Then we had more violence today, but this one, to a degree, was deserved. They had violence erupting among protesting groups outside of New York City mayor's home as the migrant crisis, they just get worse and worse. Part of what drove this is they're now clearing some of these senior centers that are almost empty, not totally empty, but almost empty, to the point where they even drove one elderly woman out to make room for all the asylum seekers. I don't even know what to call them. Right? Illegals? Sure, I can do that too. So clashes between the protesters and counter-protesters, they sprang up outside of New York City Mayor Eric Adams' office. Right? Gee, he had police with guns on. Amazing. Guardian Angels founder Curtis Slewa, he called on Adams to house asylum seekers at the Gracie Mansion. Because, again, the argument here, which is totally, totally true and real, is why weren't they putting up vets in these places? Why did they allow vets to sleep in the streets? Why did they allow vets not to have a place to go and get the medical attention they needed? Right? I mean, no. We'd rather have illegals. We'd rather have people that are here illegally. Then let's make space for them. That makes so much more sense, doesn't it? Just amazing. And Tifa had been posting all weekend and sending out emails saying that they would be there to smash the xenophobes, including, Slowa and Eric Adams. I find it amazing, isn't it? Now, anti-fascists, amazing. So they don't want you to follow the law. They want total anarchy. Spokesman for Adams released a statement. New Yorkers are wary of being bearing the brunt of this national crisis. Is he for real? What, bearing the brunt? Is he for real? Oh, God bless America. Shows you they're smoking something. Brad Dinkins joins us after the break. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-GRILL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you can be part of the solution as well. And you do that by getting informed. Like I say, all right, the fight for your kids goes on in every aspect of life, and I mean every. You're seeing it here in California. Many of you moved here from, the beautiful weather, great education, all this stuff that now... Well, great weather still exists, although lately it's been darn hot. but seriously, you moved here for the great weather. You moved here for the education, the great opportunities. They're not here anymore. Well, they're going away quickly because you got a governor that's out of control. Yeah, Governor Nuisance is what I like to call him. And again, everything that he thinks is right, anything that comes in between between his 2 years and that gray matter, is the best thing that anybody's ever thought of. Just ask him, he'll tell you. Brad Dacus joins us, the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, to talk about really how we can fight, how we can combat, how we can push back on these things. Brad, thanks for being with me.
Oh, thank you. Always appreciate it, Joe.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I think I was just telling you that you're seeing more and more school districts now coming up with what's called, you know, parental notification when it comes to kids that are transitioning. Schools now have 72 hours to tell their kids, to tell the parents of the kids that are transitioning. Now, Sacramento says it's against the law to do that. However, I don't agree with it because the law is very vague in that area, if you would, California law. That's number one. But number two is with more and more school districts doing this, obviously it's the will of the people. Is there a way to fight this? Is there a way to push back on this? Because Newsom's pretty draconian when it comes to, you know, fighting for these things, the things that he believes are true.
Yeah, they are outrageous, draconian. And there's definitely some room here for school districts to be protected. I know we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're defending a school district right now in the state of Virginia, where the school board adopted this kind of similar policies and are being sued by the Attorney General of New Jersey. And we have stepped in and have filed a lawsuit, a countersuit, on behalf of the school board that their policies respecting the rights of parents is constitutional and in fact, is protected. You know, the Supreme Court, people forget this, the Supreme Court, about 100 years ago, in three different cases, Pierce v. Side Sisters, Myers v. Nebraska, Wisconsin v. Yoder, clearly held that parents have a fundamental right over the education, health, welfare, religious and moral instruction, upbringing of their children. And yet you've got school, when a school district decides to adopt a policy, Joe, that is clearly violating that by saying, no, we're going to lie to parents. We're going to mandate the school districts adopt parent policies to make sure that teachers lie to parents and withhold something so critical as a serious mental health condition, often resulting in suicide. Yeah, I think that is a tragic situation, but also an excellent opportunity for the Supreme Court in the future, I believe, to rule this as unconstitutional and a violation of parental rights.
Brad, they always come forward and say that the reason these kids are trying to commit suicide or thinking about committing suicide is because we won't buy into this ideology and we won't buy into this falsehood. And if we would just do that, if the schools would be more accommodating, everything would just be wonderful.
Yeah, well, first, the studies differ with that opinion. I read one study where they did an analysis of the suicide rate of transgenders, and what they found was that it's just as high in communities like San Francisco that are embracing of transgenderism versus conservative communities in, for example, say in the Midwest or the South. The suicide rate is just as high, and the reason is because the mental issue, the depression, doesn't come from society, quote-unquote, not accepting them. It's an internal struggle because gender identity dysphoria is a mental condition. It's not biological. It's not like because of something, an ingredient in someone's, you know, drink or food that they had. No, it is a mental condition. It's correlative with sexual child abuse is number one, also correlated with lack of peer-to-peer bonding, a lack of father bonding, our healthy father relationship, and some other factors as well. And those who are trained in psychiatry know that, and that's why many of them are adamantly against cutting on body parts, injecting with hormones, when in reality the responsible thing to do is to address the real issues that's precipitating those feelings of gender identity confusion.
Yeah, and again, more and more hospitals, scientists, doctors, what have you, you've seen it happen in other countries where they're banning this kind of surgery. They're banning these kind of things because they're saying the same thing. We have no real data on it. This is not the thing for us to be doing right now. Just amazing.
Right. And,
go ahead.
And it does not reduce the suicide rate because it doesn't resolve the underlying source of the depression. And this is, Brad Dacus talking. This is what the stats show, indisputably. And the good news is that if a child is just left alone, particularly at the elementary school level, just left alone and not pushed or affirmed or into this with regard to these confusing feelings and dysphoria, that child, if left alone, will likely graduate from high school no longer having that dysphoria. But that's not what the state wants to do. Governor Gavin Newsom and the educrats want to act like psychiatrists, and they want to push and promote this as a part of this radical leftist ideology, ignoring all the science and the studies and the welfare of children. It is criminal, and they should be absolutely ashamed of themselves for this disgraceful policies and that is not supported at all with data studies with regard to their policies.
Yeah, I loved when the COVID-19 first hit and he was talking about how they were going to follow the CDC guidelines and they were going to do this and they were going to do that. And then when the CDC kind of relaxed things, he actually said, you can go back and find where he said, we don't follow the CDC. I have my own experts for the state of California. I thought that, well, wow, how convenient that is. You could maintain your state of emergency and pretty much nobody can challenge you at this point in time. He is a real, real interesting character. I'll put it that way. Anyway, got to go for a break. Be back in a minute.
Yeah,
well, hold that thought, because we're going to come back after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus when we return.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. The University of North Carolina confirms one faculty member was killed after a shooting on campus Monday. School officials made the announcement.
This loss is devastating. The shooting damages the trust and safety that we so often take for granted.
Police say they have a suspect in custody but are not releasing a name or possible charges yet. Tropical Storm Idalia barreling towards Florida. The storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane and pass over western Cuba tonight. The storm currently has sustained winds about 70 miles per hour with even higher gusts. Idalia will become a dangerous major hurricane and make landfall somewhere on Florida's Gulf Coast by early Wednesday morning. A new study is finding early signs of CTE in athletes who died before age 30. It was conducted by Boston University's CTE Center. They looked at the neurodegenerative disease in young adults, including what is said to be the first case in a woman. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain... I don't know what.
We are back. Good to see you, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me not waste his time. Bring him right back on. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. Gives us some of his legal advice, as they like to say. And always, Brad, always appreciate your time with me. Before we move on, I don't want to get lost in this, so go ahead and tell people about PJI, what they do, how we can help you.
Yes, it's real simple. They can just simply go to our website, pji.org, pji.org. On there they can sign up to get our case updates, our press releases, et cetera. They can support our work. We really appreciate those who support us for any amount on a monthly basis. You know, we have 34 offices in 24 states, and we're just really excited. We just opened a new office. Actually, it's 35 offices in 25 states. We just opened an office today in Iowa because we have cases there. But if you want to keep up with our work, get our Legal Insider newsletter information, just go to pji.org. Or if they're more techno-oriented, they can text the letters PJI to the number 71541. That's a 71-year-old having lunch with a 54-year-old woman and is a 1-year-old in a high chair. 71541. And then you just text PJI to that.
Does your wife know you use that example? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's the best I could come up with. So.
Okay. I'll work on something for you anyhow. But really, seriously, people, we talk about this all the time about how, you know, where are these organizations? How can they help? How can you help? You realize that, you know, if 1,000 of you gave $5 each, lousy $5, there's $5,000. It's not that hard. You know, I mean, it's third grade math, I think. So it shouldn't be an issue. Anyway, Brett, you know, again, they don't allow him to file suits for free. Somebody's got to pay. All right. I wonder if our founding fathers ever thought that was the right thing to do. Anyway, the one of the questions brought up, and I have my thoughts on this altogether, but you just had a Zoom meeting on this. What is your thoughts legally and morally about Satan clubs on the school campuses?
Well, first, people need to understand what they're really about. Generally speaking, they're not about worshiping Satan. Now, these are actually atheists, mind you. Secular, humanist, leftist, LGBTQ-friendly, atheist. Those are the ones who make up the organization. Well, then why did they call it, you know, Secular Humanist Club or something? You know, they called it Satan Club as a direct attack on Christian clubs, and their goal is to make the average parent out there petrified. Oh, no, Satan clubs are coming on campus, so we should get rid of all of the non-curriculum related clubs in addition to the Christian club. Their whole goal, their number one purpose, is to get rid of the Christian clubs. That is their purpose. It's a, in essence, it is a hate-purposed club. It has a hate purpose. It's not for promoting anything good. It's their purpose is to hate, vilify, and destroy the Christian clubs. That's what makes them so dangerous. And the fact that we have such a segment, large segment of our society that sees nothing wrong with that kind of intolerance, that kind of tyranny, and narrow-minded thinking is very, very dangerous. But that people need to understand that we talked about that on our Zoom call. By the way, that Zoom call is available for free on our website, tji.org, because we talk about not only a defensive policy, which might be to require that all clubs send their members, a list of all their members to the administration, who will then forward all that to the parents so parents know exactly what clubs their child is actually involved in, not just what they say they're involved in. Parents have a right to know. That's the defensive strategy. On the offense, though, is working with groups like Decision Point, which we brought them on the Zoom call, and how people can proactively, whenever there's a Satan club that comes in, they can bring in Decision Point, which will bring on a full-blown revival rally, a full outreach week at that high school. We at Pacific Justice have helped them get on to high schools all over the country, in Chicago and Dallas and Southern California and everywhere, the Bay Area. And we're doing it, and it's really having a big positive impact. But man means for evil, God can use for good. And this is a classic example of that. I see tremendous opportunity of an awakening to get people to get and use these resources to reach out to kids in our public schools in a very real and dynamic way.
You know, I agree with you. I have, to your point, my difference is, as I say, look, they're looking for a rise, okay? They're not teaching kids about Satan. In actuality, if you look at the curriculum, if you get with people that have been there or have gone there, they will tell you point blank what's going on is they're teaching you how, you know, you don't need God because you have science, and this is what science says, and this is what science does, and this is what science proves. So they're taking chunks out of the belief in God and showing you that I can prove that you don't need God through science, you know, reality. God created science. It wasn't the other way around. But,
right.
You know, you look at the, and so it does. It does demean and belittle God. And you know, that kid sitting there getting ready to go to church on Sunday going, why are we going? We don't need God. That's, I think, and when parents make a big deal out of this stuff, what they don't realize is they bring attention to things that normally wouldn't get much attention at all. You know, if you just left it alone, let it die its own death. Do you agree at all?
Oh, yeah, they're hoping to stir up a ruckus in terms of both getting parents to get all the clubs kicked out, but also to stir up a ruckus so that rebellious high schoolers, and they do exist,
yeah.
That they say, we're behind the Satan club. Yeah, we're for anti-establishment. Yeah, go Satan. You know, and that's where they want to create a controversy and get these rebels, to be there. And also, but their purpose in the end of the day is actually it's to stir hatred, animosity, vitriol towards Christian clubs. In fact, you know, one group we know did this recently. They went and gave out handouts about the Christian clubs saying these people are anti-LGBTQ bigots and they hate, you know, they believe it's wrong to be same sex. So they did that to deliberately stir up hate and animosity against the Christian kids. That is the kind of evil that they're about, and it's tyrannical, and it's shameful, and it's disgraceful. So, but it's very real, and we have a way that, you know, if you want to make a difference, they should work with Decision Point. We're working with them, and they're going on the campuses, bringing in the truth in love, not responding to the Satan clubs, and we're seeing it having incredible results, you know, across the country.
Yeah, I think I've told you this story before where I've wanted to bring a Satanist on the show for years. I couldn't get one to come on the show. And I remember my atheist board operator was freaking out about it. He said, man, it's too creepy, man. You know, I said, wait a minute, but you don't believe in anything. Why did that wig you out? And then I had Christian friends of mine send me emails, go, why would you give that person any time? Why would you do this? Why would you do that? I said, oh, I'm not afraid. I have nothing to be afraid of. I've read the back of the book. I know what happens. You know?
Right.
We're supposed to be confronting these things and showing, truly shedding the light on them, showing what they really are. So, again, I say, I'm not for the clubs because I know what their ultimate goal is. But you know, to your point, there's a fine line. If I push to get rid of them, I got to get rid of them all. And people don't realize that. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just get rid of the Satan Club without also getting rid of the Christian Club, the Bible Club, etc. And they know that. And that's why they're playing this. But we have a game plan, and if people play our game plan, theirs will not work, and they will regret they ever came on public high schools in the first place.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that I think this can be beat. I think this can be won. But again, you know what? I don't want to give away too much because, you know, it's my personal area, but I will tell you we were discussing some issues at my own board meeting about safe spaces and helping kids and how do you make all kids feel safe. And I said, you will never make every child in a classroom feel safe, welcome, or like they belong there. It's just an impossibility. Why don't we start teaching some of these kids that they won't be accepted by everybody, and that's okay, that you won't be liked by everybody, and that's okay. Look, why don't we strengthen those kids instead of trying to get the other 38 kids in the classroom to come around and not make any mistakes to make that kid feel bad? You know what I'm saying? Got to go for a break, though.
Yeah.
We'll talk more when we come back. It's Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins will still be with us when I return.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
do. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I was remiss earlier in not telling you. It is sad news for the family of people who knew him over the years, who worked with him over the years. Some of you remember Joe the Plumber, who rose to fame after confronting Barack Obama. Remember that in the 2008 campaign? He just passed away over the weekend. And his real name was Joe Wurlzenbacher. Yes, I'm having a hard time with that, right? And he really stepped up. He became part of a big deal when he did, when, you know, Barack was walking the streets and shaking hands and doing all that wonderful stuff. And ultimately, he called him out and then stayed on it. And he was part of a group I was part of for years. A great guy, honest guy, came, you know, came, by the way, he felt about all this stuff, quite honestly. And it's too bad. You know, he's got a family and what have you. And there is some kind of GoFundMe out there. I'll put it up on the website at some point in time. Joe Messina, your host. Brad Dinkins joins us. Brad is founder of PJI.org. Check it out there. And for some of you who always say, you know, Joe, how can I help? How can I make a difference? How can I? It's not that hard. You head over to places like PJI, okay, and you work with them. And yeah, Brad, you got a donation button there, right? Will you hit the donation button?
That is correct. It's very easy, and people can become also monthly supporters and really make a difference.
Yeah, and seriously, make that difference. Whether I don't care if $5, $10, $2, $200, whatever you can give helps. Really, I mean, we're not doing a telethon here, but you know what I'm saying. Anyhow, senior host. All right, Brad, I started giggling and I lost my train of thought here, but whatever. Did you know Joe the Plumber? Do you remember him confronting
Baracko? Yes, I do. I did not know him personally, but yes. What I think what Americans liked about him is he was a no-nonsense kind of a guy just saying, wait a minute, this is the reality. This is truth. You know, I'm not going to fall into your little spin stuff, Mr. President Obama. This is the truth. This is the reality. And you're not in touch with the reality and what people are really going through. It was very strong messaging. And it's incredible how powerful truth can be no matter who you are. If you're committed to conveying that truth and that message, which he did so boldly and was not intimidated in doing, and I think that's a model for all of us.
Well, he came out and said it on more than one occasion. He said, look, I got to worry about my kids. What future are they going to have? I've got, and he ran down a whole list of stuff that many of us need to stop and think about. Brad, it's infuriating to me at times when I talk to people at events and you know, when I go out and do things, like I said, at different events. And people who will tell me, yeah, you know what, but I'm not self-employed like you. I can't afford to lose my job. I can't. And you say, wait a minute, whoa. First of all, you don't have to do it in your face like I do it. There are other ways you can make things happen. There are other ways you can help. But the reality is, if you love your kids as much as you say, I would die for my kids. Well, would you? Would you really? Because you're watching them die in these schools. You're not pulling them from the schools. And yet, you say you would die for your kids. We really need you to make the sacrifice. Go do what they did in Glendale a couple of months ago with a, what was it, the Christian Armenian dad showed up. Boy, did that start a world of information coming from that board. So,
right.
Anyway, all right, I'll get off my soapbox, I promise. And you'll protect us if they drag you out of a school board. You know, because here in California, it is perfectly legal for a board to remove somebody from a board meeting because they simply claim that person was being disruptive. There are no guidelines in law as to what disruptive means.
Yes, that's part of the problem. It's arguably void for vagueness and ambiguity, and that's one of the defenses that a parent would have if they were forced to out of a school board meeting for quote-unquote being disruptive.
So let me ask you a pseudo-legal question somebody just threw at me. There was a federal judge a few weeks ago in Sacramento that ruled that California is not violating parents' rights by requiring public schools to accept students' gender identities and to let them decide whether to inform their families. Now, the ruling is that it doesn't violate parents' rights or it's not against the law to do this. That doesn't mean you can do it. I mean, it doesn't make it legal to actually do it, does it not?
Right. As far as the issue goes, we contend that school district can have policies that respect parents and does give information to parents. That those kinds of policies are not forbidden and by California law. And we believe are actually protected by the constitutional case law.
Okay. Because I try to explain to people, you have to read these things carefully. Because if the judge had said, it's unconstitutional to tell parents about their kid transitioning because it violates, their privacy rights, then that's a different story. Not that it means it's okay, but it's a different kind of ruling. This judge didn't say that. This judge simply said that the schools were not breaking the law by keeping it from the parents. You see what I'm saying there? I'm trying to make a difference between the two.
Oh, yeah, it is a real difference. And the difference is important because the latter understanding means that school districts have that freedom to adopt pro-parent friendly policies. The judge did not rule against that. And I do believe the judge was incorrect in his interpretation of California law. He's not the Supreme Court. Many times judges will not, second-guess the Supreme Court. But I actually believe the Supreme Court, when they do hear this issue, there's a good chance that the court may have the majority votes to declare that policies that are lying to parents, in these situations, dealing with a serious issue involving the health and welfare of a child, without any expert psychiatric or medical determinations to the contrary, they should allow parents to be aware of that. The parents have a right to know. And that's something that I know we at Pacific Justice Institute, we're litigating, and we're intending to bring to the Supreme Court as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like I told you, I've been talking to some teachers and talking to some educators and what have you, and I know that some of the Christian educators have been telling me they're not being necessarily asked to lie, which I don't totally agree with. But when they go through these parental meetings and alike at the schools, administrators are asking them not to tell the parents, first of all, about the child's gender change at school and to call that child by its given name and not the name it goes by at school. And I've had a couple of those more conservative/Christian parents say, hey, look, I think it's deceitful. I think it's lying to the parents. Joe, I don't want to do it. What are my options?
Yeah, well, I will say those teachers need to contact us at Pacific Justice Institute. Just this evening, we're investigating a matter like that. Someone told me about a teacher in this situation. We're encouraging that teacher to contact us. The hardcore reality is that we're going to see these cases popping up all over the country. We already have cases like this in litigation. And we're willing to go to bat for every teacher out there with a conscience and just a humanity that compels them not to deceive and not to contribute to the confusion that a child has. A confusion is something that should never be encouraged. Instead, what should be encouraged is bringing in those elements like the parents and to understand where that confusion comes from and resolving that underlying issue. So that confusion can then go away. The confusion is the result of something that needs to be addressed. Public schools are not approaching from that perspective. They're just applauding the confusion. They're saluting the confusion. They're encouraging the confusion. And that is absolutely illogical. It's inhumane and very unloving.
Yeah, it really is. And again, there's no long-term hardcore evidence that this kind of thing helps these kids. I know the American Medical Association, the pediatrics journal and all of those, they're struggling with trying to change this. But from what I've read, some of the problems they're having is there's no proof. There's no scientific evidence that this will actually help these kids. And I'm glad they're having trouble with that. I'm glad they're having to rethink, take a second to relook at that kind of stuff. Hey, we've only got about 30 seconds left. Tell people how they can help, how they can get a hold of PJI, and that kind of thing.
Oh, you bet. They can get involved. We have resources on our website to help them. They can get our newsletter, and they can sign up to get on our future Zoom calls, et cetera. Just go to pji.org. That's pji.org.
All right. God bless, Brad. Always appreciate the work that you do. Keep it up. And go back and do some mingling. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.